Blessings, everybody, and welcome to my podcast, episode 5. Firstly, I just want to apologize to everybody because, this is a week late, and long story short, but last weekend I sat down, found some time and space to, just be with you guys and have a little chat as always, and after about 40 minutes of recording, my wife called me and it interrupted the audio, and so I lost the whole message. And I'd recently just got back, from another flight from Cologne, and I just didn't have the energy to go at it again. And I felt a little bit disappointed in myself because I'd promised, to do this every single weekend. But, everything's perfect the way it is. And the most important thing is that, though we may fall off the path or, fall off the horse as such, it's always nice to just make sure that you do get back on and, get back in alignment with, what you want most, and the things that you say you're going to do. So all things being perfect, here I am. I don't even know where to start this one. This one's a deep one. Because last night I can't really talk too much about it in detail, but last night was I had a healing session with my wife, which was absolutely incredible, and three others that were all awesome people, with three shamans, which they were magic. They were absolutely magic from another planet, I'm telling you. Why did I have a healing session? Well, like I always talk about in everything, my blog, and, I try to put it across on my Instagram, and just the message that I'm putting out there is that the best thing we could do is just be on that journey where we're trying to be the best versions of ourselves. Whatever that might mean to you, one thing is certain is that life is just a big lesson, the goods, the bads, the uglies, it's all just a lesson. And, it's about how we deal with those lessons and how we overcome them and how we process them and how we learn and grow from them, which takes us on to the higher heights. And, that's something that I've been on a journey for the past, say, good 4 years. Really tuning in with myself and, trying to be the best person I can spiritually and best person, for the planet and for those close around me. I'm always trying to be the best athlete I can to inspire other people. I'm always trying to be the best health and be as well as I can, just to inspire other people to follow the same path, because nothing feels better than when you are glowing and when you're vibrating on such a high frequency or higher than you've been before. We all get such a sense of gratitude when we do something that we thought was never possible, or if we see improvements in our physical appearance or in our in our mood, in our emotions, in our spirit, we feel incredible. We get so much deep reward from that. And so shouldn't that be the journey of our lives? Shouldn't that be the mission of our lives, to improve and be the best versions of ourselves? And so I've been on such a journey down the rabbit hole, I call it, and I absolutely love it, because I guess I've found my path fully. It all started with the free running. It was the catalyst that helped me free my mind and just start looking deeper. And I love it. It is just the matrix. It is the matrix. I love the matrix. I always have. And I literally experienced the matrix today. Last night, today, let's call it. Going deep, going deep beyond the veil, let's call it. you know, that is everyday life for most of us. And yeah, like, I started with the parkour thing, freeing my mind. Then once I'd freed my mind, it kind of went to freeing my heart, and that was practicing compassion for other people, you know, for those close around us, friends and family, and for strangers, for anyone. And then, you know, extends beyond that to all sentient beings. And then that's where the whole vegan thing came in for me. Just an awakening to, you know, to the pain and suffering that goes on in this world, you know, that we cause a lot of the time just through, you know, no intention. Like, I don't think anybody really intends to kind of, you know, hurt other people, beings, and ruin the planet. But we can just be a little bit sleepy, you know, we can be a bit zombies, you know, that we're sort of so disconnected to what's going on. So the veganism journey was part of just reconnecting to the reality, you know, so taking responsibility for the actions that I take in life. And you know, of course, on my new journey, I don't want to cause harm to other living sentient beings. And and so it was a no-brainer, you know, just don't support those businesses. And and then that was a massive weight off my shoulders, you know. Like, I felt like I could walk around every single day and I could just be like karma free, you know, like I could have a smile on my face every single day because I wasn't part of the pain and suffering, you know, I wasn't contributing to the pain and suffering of the planet. And then, you know, the rabbit hole gets deeper, and then, you know, you start connecting again back to the source, you know, to our planet, to our mother, you know, Mother Nature. You know, still I've got so much work to do to be fully, you know, in tune with it and supporting it 100%. There's some things, you know, I haven't managed to do. I try my best with like recycling and using eco-friendly products and biodegradable. But ultimately, you know, I still drive a car and still get on planes and stuff. So by no means is my work complete, but it's just nice to be on the journey. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you're feeling like you want to be better and you want to do more, then don't expect to be a saint straight away. Don't expect to be, you know, perfect, because life unfolds, you know. It's yeah, it's a beautiful flower that just unfolds. And you know, and we grow, and that's what happens, you know. We start small and we grow big and tall. So yeah, don't ever put any expectations you know, on yourself. Just understand that life is wise, and yeah, you can grow with it in your own time. And of course, that depends on the nutrients that you give yourself. Being, are you surrounded by the right people? Do they give you good energy? Do you eat energetic foods? Do you sleep well? Do you rest well? Do you give yourself time? Do you play? You know, do you have fun? Do you laugh? Do you dance? Do you sing? These things really, really came prominent to me last night in my visions, let's call it. And I just kept hearing like voice from the Mother Earth, let's call it. I was kind of asking, you know, why are we here? I had this question, like, why are we here? And it doesn't have to be a serious answer. That's what I love about it. Like, life, I've always said it, life doesn't have to be serious. It's all about having fun. Like, that's been my life motto since I can remember. Like, everybody who knows me just knows I just want to have fun, and I just want to smile, and I just want to be happy. And I wish that upon everybody in life, everybody, every being. We just want to be happy. We just want to be smiley. We just want to give love. We just want to be love. And that's as simple as it is. And but we get so lost. We get so distracted. And a lot of the time, it's not our fault, you know. We live in a world where we are just bombarded with distractions. You know, everything's a tool. Your phone, your computer, your TV screen, technology, you know, it's all a tool, and we can do good with it or we can do bad with it. But yeah, just to say that there are a lot of distractions, and so, you know, for us to do this work on ourselves takes quite a lot of effort, because you know, it's been put to the bottom of the pile, let's say, you know, of all the things that are going on in this day and age. So many people don't put their personal development and growth at the top of the pile of things to do, because there's so many other distractions. You know, some man-made, like kind of developed to do that to us, yeah, for sure. But ultimately, you know, when you start connecting to yourself, you're able to, you know, you sort of emanate a new light, and you're able to sort of see in the dark, let's call it, and find your path, you know, find what your calling is, find what your heart wants, what you're most passionate about, you know, to say no to that shit job that you've been in for ages, and just, you know, just drop it all and go traveling and go and experience life. Because yeah, we only get one until the next one. But yeah, you want to make the most of it, like 1,000,000%. Again, that's been something that, you know, those people that know me, and maybe those that follow me on my Instagram page, I'm always trying to share stories and just show people my lifestyle, because it's just, I want to show people it's just a choice, you know. We've got this amazing thing called, like, our mind's eye, and when we set our mind's eye on what we want, we can achieve it, we can have it. It's as simple, but again, those distractions. So that brings me into, you know, the next level of my practices. You know, like, I've adopted meditation, not as much as I would like to, but I have learned to meditate, and I have learned to clear my mind. You know, the Wim Hof method, I absolutely recommend it to anyone listening who wants to give it a go. Just have a little look. You can get it for free online, just his meditation method. I've got it on my blog, lifelevelups.com. So yeah, go check that out if you're interested. But yeah, meditation, you know, I'm doing the whole hot cold therapies, again, Wim Hof's method. And I've sort of opened up to plant medicines as well. That's something that's, you know, I'm 33 now, no, 32 now. And, you know, only since I was 30, I've sort of opened up to the plant medicines, the teachers, you know. Everything from nature is much more wise than we could ever imagine. And they're teachers, you know. I learned so much from certain trips. Well, I might as well just tell you about one trip, but one time I was up north in Scotland, and yeah, it's a crazy story, but I was staying in a sort of church house, because we were performing at a cathedral, doing a free running show, and they kindly put us up in their houses. And so yeah, one morning I went to walk their dog for them with my good friend James and Chris, and yeah, like, I'd been thinking about magic mushrooms for quite a while. Me and my wife had been really sort of tuning in on them and just sort of researching about, like, you know, their use in Indian and ancient ancient civilizations, and how they used it as a medicine, and how they used it to connect to the divine, and, you know, to Mother Nature and everything. And so it was on my it was really in my subconscious that I wanted to find it and do it. But like all things, I like to cultivate it all myself. I don't like, you know, the sort of not knowing where things come from. So when I was out walking the dog, I asked Bertie to go and find the magic mushrooms. The Bertie was a dog, and he went running off a couple of fields, And when we eventually came and found him, he was sort of sniffing around a little patch in the field, and we took a little closer look, and, you know, 5 minutes later, we found magic mushrooms. So for the first time ever, we just, you know, intuitively felt, you know, a calling from it. So we collected them, and it was an incredible day. We just were so in tune with nature. We were just sort of, you know, speaking to the mushrooms. They were speaking to us, and we found them. And then, yeah, shortly after, we, you know, me and my wife, we, you know, made a tea. We had a ceremony in my living room. And we went for it, and it was literally, to this day, the most incredible experience of my life. I astral traveled, I went out of my body, you know, I was able to, you know, totally leave behind this kind of my attachment to this this dimension and this world, and how, you know, my perceptions from, you know, a little sperm to, you know, an adult, how it had all soaked into me and made me who I was. And I was able to drop that pretty quickly and just adopt a new openness. And I felt so much joy, so much happiness, so much compassion, so much love. You know, I totally left my body, and I felt like the chakra energy centers in my body just absolutely like turning on, and I could feel this fire going up through my spine. And it was just making me like giggle, like with this most pure laughter. But ultimately from that, I learned that we are all one. Like, you know, I totally believe that we're all just energy. You know, when you look on it in a scientific level, everything is just energy. Whether you want to be spiritual about it, or if you just want to be sort of scientific about it, you know, you just keep on magnifying into one of our, you know, one of our arms, and you go into the cell, the muscles and the cells, and then the, you know, the atoms, you know, they're held together by space. And I experienced that vastness, that space. I was space. And it's a nice feeling knowing that we are all just one. We are connected. You hear that a lot. You hear that thrown around a lot. But when you experience it, you're like, okay, I totally get this. We are one, 1,000,000%. And then when you understand stuff like that, you're able to, you know, put aside differences with people, with things, with everything, really. You're allowed to just put your differences aside and connect, you know, find a common ground, which we all have, every one of us. So yeah, maybe have a little think about that if you're, you know, going through anything with a certain person, or, you know, whatever it might be. But just, you know, try and grasp that and just understand, you know, they're just a piece of you and you're a piece of them. And yes, it's all good. I guess, yeah, coming back, sorry, a bit of a journey, but coming back to last night's experience, I can't talk too much about it, but I can tell you that message that I got was that we are put on this planet to, our souls are put on this planet to sing and to dance, and that's it. And that means... that doesn't just mean to physically sing and dance, but it means to express ourselves and to, you know, in a million different ways, you know, to express ourselves, to be an expression of life. And, you know, and so singing and dancing is just a great metaphor for what I'm trying to say. But, you know, whether you love playing football, or you do parkour and free running, or you love to rollerblade, or you drive cars fast for a living, whatever it is, it's that feeling of the dance, you know, just expressing yourself. And a lot of the time you get that deeper connection when you use your body. So dancing, and like I always can relate to free running, because, you know, it was always a movement meditation for me. So I totally understood that from a young age. But to sing and to dance, you know, to sing is to express ourselves as well, you know, through voice, through the power that we have inside, and, you know, in a way that we can project it outwards. And, you know, I got to really beautiful message today, and on Instagram, and it really made my day. So thank you, AJ. Thanks so much for those free video messages you sent me. You know, just saying that, you know, you've been following me since a long time with the free running stuff, and that I had inspired you, and that you always remember that quote in one of my videos from Tupac that was, you know, I might not change the world, but I'm sure to spark the mind that will. And I love that. It's so powerful. It just means that, you know, even if we don't make that, you know, absolutely huge change that we want to in this world, as long as we inspire one other person to do the same, then, you know, our wish will be carried forward, you know, into the next generation, till, you know, those prayers are answered as such. And, you know, one of my deep prayers is that, you know, we can find a place in humanity where we all, you know, we find total peace, you know, with each other, with, you know, like I say, the animals and nature. We stop polluting nature, we stop abusing the animals, we stop abusing and hurting each other, and we just find like a really, you know, common ground, and we connect. And I find like, yeah, the Mother Nature is a place where we were all born from there, and we should all connect back there. So, yeah, that was really beautiful, just to feel that, you know, it's not so serious, life isn't so serious. Just try to sing and try to dance, you know. So if your life is not what you want it to be, and you feel that you're not expressing yourself, you're not smiling, laughing, dancing, singing, having fun, then you need to be. So just rearrange it. That's as simple as it is. Just rearrange it. Have it how you want it, because you can. Yeah, it was quite physically healing as well. Very, very trippy. At one point I could see, when my eyes closed, I could see like, it's almost like the Matrix code. You know, when you see that code coming down on the black screen, those green numbers and digits, but they're not just numbers and digits. They're kind of like shapes and patterns and things we have never seen before. I could see like infinite, like code. It was crazy. I could see infinite code in infinite colors, infinite shapes, infinite numbers, infinite letters, words. Everything that had a variable was there and had every infinite variety and code and combination possible. And it was quite something, you know, quite something to see and experience, quite overwhelming as well. And yeah, we had three guides, and they were just incredible. I mean, again, I'm not going to go into too much detail about this, but I just have to say, there are people out there in this world that are, they're just on another level. And when they're on that another level, it comes from such a pure place of just, you know, wanting to help, you know, wanting to help other people, and, you know, and to help and to heal, and love and compassion, it comes from such a pure place. So, yeah, I think that's something that we could all do with practicing in our lives a little bit more, going down that route. So yeah, I think I'll probably round it up about here. Because it's funny, I've got good friends that I haven't even spoke to about this experience tonight. Last night. So I'm gonna save the bulk of the goodies for those close friends. Yeah, to share my experience, and yeah, but of course, I really did feel the urge to get back on my, you know, my connection with you guys, and just try to put out the love and the positivity. This one was quite a deep one, I guess. I'll try and make the next ones a little bit more light and on positive topics. But this is positive. This is totally positive, 100 million percent. But Yeah, maybe I'll try to make it easier to chew. This one's quite a long one, it's quite a deep one. But hopefully you're all out there and you're in that space with me, you know, like you're feeling the same thing and you're inspired to, yeah, look into you know, developing yourself and doing work on yourself, you know. 'Cause yeah, that's what it's all about. So I would just like to say thank you to everybody who tunes in. I'd like to send you all the very best of positive energy, health, happiness, love, good luck through life. Just know that, yeah, you are the creator of your own destiny and it's all in your hands, guys. You can do, be, and have anything you want to. You just have to believe it. And finally, I would say, yeah, again, I want to say thanks to AJ because AJ, you know, gave me the inspiration, actually, really gave me a lot of inspiration just from reading that message. And so know that, you know, if you say any one positive thing to another person, the knock-on effect of that is absolutely unfathomable when you think about it. So, you know, don't think twice about saying a nice thing to another person, you know, because you really will change the world with actions like that. So, big love. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there, if any. Happy Mother's Day to Mother Earth that we inhabit and we coexist with. And big love to all of you guys out there listening. Stay tuned as always. I'll be trying to drop a new podcast every week, every Sunday. And yeah, I'll be pushing more positivity out there through my Instagram channel, which is Instagram/Chase_Armitage, if you don't already join me on that. And finally, I'll be putting more stuff up on my blog, which is www.lifelevelups.com. And I've actually got some cool new content on there. If you haven't seen it, go over and watch this short documentary from a guy called Slowmo. Absolutely must watch. Incredible documentary. I loved it. I've watched it a few times. It was so inspiring. So yeah, thanks, Adam Brayshaw, my boy, for you know, sharing that one with me because I absolutely loved it. So again, big love to you guys. Have an awesome rest of your Sunday weekend and have an incredible week coming. Absolutely smash it. Do all the things you want to do. Live like there's only one moment and have as much fun as you can. Sing, dance, laugh, and give love to everyone. Peace, and I'll catch you on the next one.